All right. First Chiddush, this week's parasha is Parashas Vayechi. Let's start like this. So we have the Maisa with Menashe and Ephraim. So Yosef brings forward his two children, Menashe and Ephraim, and Yaakov's coming to bless them. So it says, so Yosef put Ephraim on the right. He put Ephraim on his right, but on the left of as Ephraim being Minai Mismal Yisrael. Says Yosef put Ephraim on his right, on the left of Yaakov. I just thought of a Gevaldik Akasha. I never thought of this before. Maybe Mirtz Hashem think of a Tarot also. I don't know, why does the Pasuk point out that it was on the right of Yosef? Should just say he put Ephraim on the left of Yaakov. The fact that he was sitting on Yosef's right, what's the importance of that? I don't have an answer right now, but it's definitely a question to answer. Ves Menashe b'smaylo, and he put Menashe on his left, on Yosef's left. Mimin Yisrael, on Yaakov's right. Vayagish Elav, and he brought him to him. He brought them to him. So it says, famous Maisa, Vayishach Yisrael Siminai. Yaakov sent out his right hand to put on the hand of Ephraim, and he put his left hand on Menashe. Sikel as Yadav, he switched his hands on purpose. And Yosef sees this. Yosef sees this he's upset, and he tells his father, you're making a mistake, you mixed up, that this is a Bechor. And his father says, I know. And so first of all, I just want to say, so what, the bracha that Yaakov gives Yosef actually is Hamalach Agolo Simi Korah Yivarech Es Arim. He says this bracha. It says Vayivarech Es Yosef Hamalach Agolo Simi Korah Yivarech Es Arim Vikari Behem Shemi V'Shem Avosai Avram Yitzlak. That answers the famous kasha. If you learn the pasuk inside, it answers the famous kasha. Famous kasha is, why does it say V'Shem Avosai Avram Yitzlak? Nagma doesn't say Yaakov. So when you learn the chumash, you see that Yaakov is the one that's talking. So he said, Vikarvim Shemi, my name. He already said him, Shemi, my name. Shem Avosa, Avram Yitzhak. Vyigularov, you bothered about that for a while. Vyigularov, Vikarvarez. So, later on it says that he blesses them. It says he blesses them, Menashe and Ephraim themselves. B'chol yivarech Yisrael leimor, in you, Klal Yisrael is going to say, Yisimchalim k'Ephraim v'chem Menashe, Hashem should make you like Ephraim and Menashe. L'yosim is Ephraim v'chem Menashe. And he puts Ephraim in front of Menashe. So, it's an unbelievable thing. The bracha that we give our children every Friday night, Mirtz Hashem, you'll be zeich every Friday night to come home and give your children a bracha. And what do you say? Yisimcha l'kim k'Ephraim v'chem Menashe. From this pasuk, Yaakov says to Ephraim and Menashe that Klal Yisrael is going to bless their children in you. That Klal Yisrael is going to say that your children should be like Ephraim and Menashe. So, what's the significance? What's the greatness of Ephraim and Menashe? What's the greatness of Ephraim and Menashe? They weren't the Shvat, they weren't the They were younger, Yosef's children. Why do we say every Friday night of bracha that our children should be like Ephraim and Manasseh? So the pasha, one beautiful pshat which you're probably familiar with, is that Ephraim and Manasseh, the var was that they didn't have jealousy between each other. They didn't have jealousy between them. Maybe more to Manasseh's credit, that Manasseh wasn't jealous. I saw one of the first, someone point out that it says Vayira Be'inav, that Yosef wasn't happy when Yaakov switched his hands. It doesn't say where Manasseh got upset. Doesn't say Manasseh was upset about it. Manasseh was Makaba. Manasseh was not jealous of Ephraim. Manasseh wasn't jealous. So we give our children a bracha. Simcha kibuk Ephraim from Manasseh. You should have this midah, if I cared, especially of more than one child, that you should have this midah between yourselves. There shouldn't be jealousy between children. There shouldn't be jealousy between you and other people around you, other people in Klal Yisrael. There shouldn't be jealousy among you. And that's a midah, that we're giving a bracha to our children. Giving a bracha to our children. But I'd like to just add, add a little more than that to that. First of all, it's very interesting. It's not a kasha, but it's interesting to think about. Yaakov doesn't tell them to switch positions. Yaakov doesn't switch positions with Ephraim and Manasseh. He keeps them in the same position. He just switches hands. Puts his right hand on Manasseh, right hand on Manasseh, on Ephraim, and his left hand on Manasseh. He doesn't switch their positions. So we could say maybe they want to embarrass, make a whole big scene by moving them around. Perhaps. But I want to say the pshat, the reason why he didn't switch their positions and he only switched their hands, is what was going on over here? Is the pshat that Ephraim is greater than Manasseh? He's a greater person than Manasseh? Do we see anywhere that it tells us that Ephraim did something better than Manasseh? Perhaps. But it could be, it wasn't Ephraim was greater than Manasseh in Sidkis. They both were equal in Sidkis. For whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted leadership. Yeshua ben Nun, he wanted greatness to come from Ephraim. He wanted that greatness to come from Ephraim, the public figure, the leader of Klal Yisrael, that should come from Ephraim, and therefore he switched hands. But it's important for a person to realize that just because one person, we spoke about this many times, just because one person is the leader and the other person is the quiet one, doesn't mean he's greater than the other person. It's not a switch in positions. Manasseh and Ephraim are still equal. Manasseh is still on the right. Manasseh is still the Bechor. Manasseh's chashivas is still there. Nothing's taken away from Manasseh's chashivas. They're two, but they have two different roles in life. Ephraim's role is going to carry a Yeshua ben Nun. He's going to produce a gadol, a leader over Klal Yisrael. Manasseh, whatever reason, wasn't supposed to produce that. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. We have Vayter in the Parsha. Another example of this in the Parsha is Yisachar and Zvulun. Yisachar and Zvulun. It's an amazing thing. Hashem says Zvulun is supposed to be working people. Yisachar is supposed to be light and day tired. It's not fair. I was born in this family. Hashem says, Zvulun, your job is to support Yisachar. Yisachar is supposed to learn, and Zvulun is supposed to support them. The Chafetz Chaim says, it's good to hear this. It's just interesting that nowadays, people, you have to say this out. Chafetz Chaim says that, Yafshalom Shlema Shiyasek Rak B'Torah. He says like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Makar of Chesed, and he knows that it's impossible for an entire nation to be learning Torah. Sometimes if you say this, you're going to get lynched, though. You can quote the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim says, I'm just quoting, it's impossible for an entire nation to be Isaac and Tyre. And therefore we need some of them to be Nayi and Derech Eretz and Parnasa. And therefore, it's divided among the Shvatim. That Yisachar's job is to learn Tyre, and Zvulun's job, no less, in their fulfilling their task in the life, is to support Yisachar. Obviously, the Kavod HaTorah goes to Yisachar. But who's greater? Who's going to get more Olam Haba? They'll both be the same. Whoever fulfills their tafkid is zaycha to Olam Haba. Zvulun fulfills their tafkid, they're zaycha to a share. They split the schar with Yisachar. They're the ones that are supporting Yisachar. Their schar is just as great. That's their job in life, to support Yisachar. The kavod's not there, maybe. You know, they want, people won't stand up when they walk in the room, because they're not necessarily the same Talmidei Chachamim, they're not the Paiskim, they're not the Rabbanim. But their job, the fulfillment of their job is just as great. The side behind Menashe and Ephraim, it's not just the fact they weren't jealous, but the reason behind it was because they each one recognized their position. Each one recognized their position in life. When a person recognizes his own chashivas and recognizes not to compare to other people, and he realizes that he's in this world to accomplish according to his capabilities, according to his potential, then a person is able not to be jealous. And if not, a person's comparing, he's better than me, he's this than me. A person's not mocker himself, a mocker that his job is to fulfill his own potential and fulfill his own, you know, use his own character traits, his own strengths. So then a person will be jealous of someone else. So every Friday night we come home, Yisimcha Elokim Kefrayim V'Chem Menashe. Perhaps a little deeper, we say, that whatever you do, you should fulfill your tafkid with the shlemus, that you should recognize what your tafkid is in this world, you should fill it to its complete sake, without jealousy. If you are jealous, you'll never fulfill your tafkid either. If you want to fulfill your tafkid in life, you can't be a jealous person. A jealous person never fills his tafkid. He's too much concerned what everyone else is doing. Hashem can give you that strength. Ephraim and Menashe, both are equal. Everyone, whether your tafkid is to be the Rosh Hashiva, whether your tafkid is to be the Baal Abbas, you should fill that tafkid with the shlemus, with the completion. That's the brach we give our children every Friday night. Kefrayim u'chanasha. Fill your tafkid according to your potential, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. It's not Yisimcha Elokim Talmid Chacham, Yisimcha, every person has to be Talmid Chacham, it's not Yisimcha Elokim Rosh Hashiva. Still Kefrayim u'chanasha, every person has to fulfill his tafkid. This is the Midah of Yosef, and this is the Midah of Menashe and Ephraim. What is the bracha that Yaakov says to Yosef? Hamalach agol asim mikorah yivarech asana arim yikarvem shmi v'shem asai v'yidgu larov v'karev arat. And they should multiply. The yidgu is a lashon of fish. They should multiply like the fish. Gemara says in brachos. Famous Gemara, that just like the fish, the water covers them. The ain hayin hara shalatis bem, and there's no ayin hara over them. Av zara shal Yosef, so to the children of Yosef, ain ayin hara shalatis bem. Ayin hara will not control over them. The brach of yid gul rov dafka like fish, that there shouldn't be an ayin hara over them. People. So I saw. I don't remember where I saw. I saw there are two inyanim in a fish. Pashas, you only hear one. Heard another addition. Why is there no ayin hara in fish? Fish are low-key, underwater. You can't see them. It makes fishing difficult. You can't see them. So they're covered. They're not seen. So there's no ayin hara. The chalal, a person's supposed to make himself like a fish. A person's not supposed to make himself in public, figure and cause jealousy. But also I saw an addition, someone says, I don't know where I saw it, brought down, that just like a fish is living in its own world. It's not coming out to dry land. It's not in competition with the rest of the animals. It's in its own world, so to say. So too, that's the epitomizes not no ayin hara. The person lives in his own world. He's not in competition with other people. He's separated from everybody else in terms of the fact that he's fulfilling his own tafkid. He's living in his own world, so to say, and what he has to accomplish. Not looking around at other people. And this is exactly the same nekuda, that this is the midah of Menashe and Ephraim. The brach of Yaakov is that they should be like the fish. There's no ayin hara. What's ayin hara? Ayin hara is a person who's comparing. Who has an ayin hara? Who's an ayin hara? Someone says, oh, it's not fair. That guy has this. He's smarter than me. He has this. He has more money. Ayin hara is based on the fact that a person is comparing and he's angry. He's upset. He's jealous that someone else has more than him. But the midah of Menashe and Ephraim is the fact that no. The midah of Yosef is that no. A person understands that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, this is his tafkid in life. And he's not jealous of other people. If I care, let other people have. Everyone should have. So that midah, that's the same midah, that's the midah of Menashe and Ephraim, the midah of no ayin hara. appreciating what you have, appreciating your own tafkin in life, and not comparing yourself to other people. And also, it says in the end of that Gemara in Brachas that another reason why there's no Ayin Hara over the children of Yosef, because it says since he didn't want to take Eishes Potiphar, he didn't want to have Hanah from something that wasn't his. He controlled himself from being Nichshal in Eishes Potiphar. So Mela, since he didn't want to take something that wasn't his, so there's no Ayin Hara over him. The Mida Kenegim Mida, that Yosef didn't want to take something that wasn't his. Which is the Ayin Tayv, no jealousy. I don't want to touch what's his. That guy's getting covered, that guy's getting things. I don't want his thing. What's his is his. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to have it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to have it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to have what I have. Therefore, Yosef was zeicher that there's no Ayin Hara in his children.
Is that for anyone?
I'm sorry?
Is that like a school of Rafanas that you should be careful with?
If it's a school of Rafanas, it's...
For taking yourself against Ayin Hara.
Yeah. School of Ayin Hara, sure. If you're saying not have an Ayin Hara, yeah, not to have an Ayin Hara on other people, vice dice, is a obvious choice that people won't have an Ayin Hara on you. It's very interesting because Yosef was the one that they had the biggest Ayin Hara on. Yosef was sold out of jealousy. So
it's very easy to say Yosef didn't have this because he had everything. Maybe that's why he was so.
That's why he wasn't,
but. So from Nasha,
that's true. If he said he had everything, he'd be jealous. But,
he's the king, he had these
Jews,
he's better than them.
So Gemara says he didn't want to take what wasn't his. But he understood that what someone else's is someone else's. On the same, somewhat connected, that the pasuk says, famous Gemara, "Chachlili einayim miyayin," that my eyes are drunk from wine, "Ulevench einayim mechalav," and my teeth are white from milk. So Gemara starts in Ksuvis that it's not altikri levent shinayim, don't read your teeth, read libun shinayim, the whiteness of your teeth. Libun shinayim mechalav, that the whiteness of your teeth is better than milk. That one who smiles to his friend, that someone who shows him libun shinayim, someone who gives a smile to his friend, it's better than giving him milk. Rabbi Yechanan says, that Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Taiva Mavin Shneim Chaveru, Kmaran Ksubis Kufir Alvam Beis. Better someone who shows his teeth to his friend, Yosir Mashkei Chal, better than giving him milk to drink. Shneim Leven Shneim Mechal, Alatiki Leven Shneim, Elibun Shneim. The whiteness of the teeth, the whiteness of your teeth, a smile. Sorry? Pasuk Memtaz, Pasuk Yud Beis. As we spoke about the Indian of a person recognizing on his own his tafkid, not being jealous of other people, recognizing his own chashivas, and realizing that each one has his own tafkid in this life, and our job is to fulfill, is to become as best as we can, not to become better than anyone else. So our job, we have to also work on it for ourselves. And if we work it on for ourselves, we can give it over to other people. The Gra says in Brachas, I haven't got a hold of the Sefer in a while, but I heard it from my Rebbe, Rebecca Moshe Katz, and I looked up inside. The Gra says in Brachas on Chaf Chesed Beis that the biggest chesed you can do for someone, the biggest chesed you can do for your friend is give him kavod. Leben Shinayim Mechalav. Better than giving him all the money, better than giving him food, better than giving him milk, better than running around and doing errands for him, Leben Shinayim, give him a smile. Give him a smile means it represents the fact you're giving the person kavod. And you see the person, you give him a nice greeting. Rav Yechon is the one, the Gemara says in Brachas, that Rav Yechon was makim shalom l'chol adam. Rav Yechon gave greetings to every person first, before they had a chance to greet him, even a guy in the street. Rav Yechon would give shalom to everybody before they had a chance to greet him. The person greets somebody. And obviously much, much more. Person gives a person kavod. Person gives a person chashivas. That's the biggest chesed you can do for a person. More than giving him money, more than giving him anything. But I said, think about it. What do most people want in this life? Most people in this world who are not Avdei Hashem, most people, the joy for most people in this world is honor, is power. It's a joy for most people, or many people. Most of the people that want money, that want to become very, very rich, a lot of it's the status in society. Not how many cars I'll be able to buy. It's the status of, I have this fancy car, so I look good. I look chashiv. That's kavod. The taiva for money is rooted in kavod, in the honor behind it. Everybody needs kavod. We all need kavod. So we have to go ahead, we have to work, we have to be able to build ourselves. If you can't build yourself, you won't be able to build someone else. You don't have the tools. But first is to work on building other people. How do you build somebody else? Smiling at them. Oh, I'm so happy to see you. That's good. It's not going to do the trick. It helps a little bit. It's good. Maybe better than a glass of milk. But it doesn't do the trick. The way to build somebody is this nakuda, to show him his milas, is to show him his strengths, to show him what's special about him. You know, fake compliments don't go so far. You know, you have to be careful. You know, people give a lot, people that are very fake complimentary, even when they give a real compliment, it doesn't carry much weight because no one believes it anyways, because he would say it anyways. You know, some people you always chayshin, maybe they're just saying it. So, you know, that's why I try not to comment too much. So a person has to give a comment. A person should find something real about the person. You see a guy learning well, see a guy trying, say, you know, I'm very impressed with your effort. Your makir, his chashivas, your makir, you see a person that has a talent. You see someone who has a talent in different areas. You say, wow, you have such a talent. You're building the person that he's makir his own chashivas. His own chashivas is no greater chesed than that. When a person's makir his own chashivas, he's a happier person, he's a simcha, he values himself, and therefore he recognizes his potential in life. Ooh, I'm chashiv, I could accomplish. When a person feels good about himself, he's ready to take on the challenges, he's ready to accomplish in this world. So we have to work on giving other people, very important thing, to work on giving other people covet. We said over many times, that a person who's really recognizes his own chashivas is able to give kavod to other people. When a person has problems giving other people honor, that's a sign that he doesn't really have honor for himself. He might be arrogant, he might show off, he might say this, he might say that. If he's not able to give honor to other people, he really doesn't recognize his own chashivas. People are knocking other people. Person's job, chesed, I'm giving you a gold mine here. I'm saving you money, you could spend the money also. But I'm giving you a thrifty advice here. If you want to do chesed for somebody, it's very, very easy. It just takes a little thought. It's free. It's free. Say it's cheap. It's free. Recognize a mile about them when you see them do something. Praise them. Make them feel good. That's the biggest chesed you can do for some people. That's the biggest baal chesed. You see someone looks, you know, stop. A guy comes in and he looks sharp. That also gives a person, makes a person feel good. You see a guy looks good. You say, wow, you know, he just took a shower, a face, he's dressed up for a chasna. You look very, wow, you look sharp. Real comments, you look sharp. Or, you know, you try so hard, it gives me, you know, real. Don't be a faker. Real. Try to give a real comment to somebody. Build a person. This is the biggest insight. This is the biggest insight in being a good parent. The biggest insight in being a good parent is this inyan of kavod. If you can recognize the chashivas of each and every one of your children, the worst parents out there, even to be very, very firm ones, the worst parents out there are ones that don't recognize, first of all, either they don't give their children kavod, they don't make their children feel like they're worth their $1 million, Or they say they make the children feel that they're only worth $1 million if they do kach v'kach v'kach v'kach. If you learn this and this and this, if you learn your whole life, if you do this and this and this, now you're worth $1 million. That's also bad parenting. Yisachar and Zvulun, Yisimple Kimchim from Chaim and Asher, that's not your job. A parent cannot force his child. You might enjoy seeing your child being a Rosh Hashiva. Fine, wonderful, that's good. Self-gratification is nice. But you have to, and it's not up to you what your child's going to do. You have to give him recognition for what he does, for what he is. The child's not so smart, so parents walk around feeling hurt. The child's not doing well in school. If the parent's hurt by the fact the child's not doing so well in school, the child is a disaster. Because a child feels his parents' love. When a child feels that a parent loves one child, parents deny it, I don't really love the child more. But if a child feels a father gets more nachas, and he gets much more pleasure from one son over the other son because he's doing what he would like his children to do, he's fulfilling what you want from them, then you destroy your children. And many children get turned off the derech from this. You have to be very, very careful. A person raises children, raising talmidim. A person has to be careful, recognize the person's talents. He's working hard, so smart, not smart. Is he a good yid? Derech eretz, menschlichkeit, midos. How's the kid's midos? He doesn't. You have to. You can't be focusing on one thing. This is what I want for my children. One thing. I want my child to be the best person he possibly can be. What am I going to do for him? I'm going to show him Torah. I'm going to show him there's Ephraim and Menashe. If I when I'm in my house, I should praise the people that give money to tzedakah. I'm going to show him what Torah is. In Torah, there's Yisachar and there's Zvulun. Yes. What do I want to be? I want to be Yisachar. Torah is so gishmak, happy to give it up. You want to be a Zvulun, isn't there? Be a Zvulun. That's also unbelievable. Just fulfill your potential. It's the biggest key in the world is a person who has grasps over the parsha of kavod. The parsha of kavod means it includes a bunch of things. Having kavod for yourself, recognizing what you are, a person has to get a handle on it. Number two is giving how to treat other people with kavod. Just in the parsha of Yisachar and Zvulun, it says Yisachar chamor garem. Yisachar is like a crouched donkey. Ravid ben amishpasayim. Vayar menucha ki taiv. He sees menucha is good. Vesaaretz ki na'ima. And the land that it's sweet. Vayet shech mo lispo. And he puts down his shoulder. He puts down his body to bear the package, the burden of Torah. So it's a stira in the pasuk. Vayar menucha ki taiv. He sees menucha is wonderful. Vayet shech mo lispo. I mean, depends how you learn the pasuk. Rashi learns vayar menucha ki taiv is going in Eretz Yisrael. But one pshat in the pasuk vayar menucha ki taiv literally is rest. Vayar menucha says menucha is good, and he vayet shech mo lispo. So the Chafetz Chaim says. He sees Olam Haba, he recognizes the star in Olam Haba. So he sees Menucha Kitayv, he sees Olam Haba that's coming to him. So Memela Vayev Shech Malisba. Memela, he carries the burden, it's worth all the burdens and all the sacrifice a person has to give for learning Torah, for the Vayar Menucha Kitayv. If a person is able to see, he's able to see the Menucha in the distance. The Klei Yakar says differently. The Yakar says, "Vayar menucha kitayv." He sees rest is good. This is what the Klei Yakar says. Vayar menucha. A person learns Torah physically. He's well rested. He's physically well rested. He's sitting down on the chair. You know, a person zvulin is traveling on the boats. He's running all around. There's no menucha there. Businessmen have no menucha. Flying from here to Japan to China. Vayar menucha. He can rest. You know, be careful what I say. This is what Klei Yakar says. He sees the body, physical body, as rest. He's able to stay in the same place. He's able to be at rest. So he wants to learn Torah. All the, you know, people knock, you know. Ah, he's just learning Torah. He's just learning Torah because it's easier than business. It's easier, right? Maybe.
It's rest, not
used
for that.
So I want to tie it like Daniel. It could be the Klei Yakar doesn't say it, but it could be Vayar Menucha Kitayv.
is Avada, I was playing around. Avada, a person that learns Torah, the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, you have to hold back from sleep. Doesn't mean to speak to a fish, it doesn't mean to kill your body, it means just to sleep, not more. You can't sleep more than you need. It means you don't sleep 12 hours Friday night and then sleep 5 hours in the afternoon and 5 hours in Shabbos afternoon. That's what it means. It means the person's sleep is with a cheshbon, it's not menucha. Torah is a hard work. It's 24 hours a day you have to be learning. It's a pressure. It's a job. But as Daniel said, the biggest menucha out there in this world, all menucha is really menucha sadas, is to have yishuv adas. A person can be running around from Japan to China and he can be a wreck. But that's because the reason why he's a wreck is not really because he's running from Japan to China and running from here to there. It's because on his mind, he's so fatumal, he's so tarred, he can't focus, he's so busy. Calmness. Yishuv Adas, calmness is real menucha. Rav Pam, they always remain calm. Even on the very, the Rosh Hashiva carries this milah. That a person to remain calm. A person's on there, has to run. Let's say a person has to run, I'm going to be late, I have to run. Physically running. So Rav Pam would physically be running, but in his mind he stayed calm. A person who's vayar menucha gitayv, a person who learns Torah. So he's not thinking about this business deal and this business deal and this business deal. It's success, it's deceivous, this cash of fun, he's batumal and tyra, it's menucha. A person has yishuv adas, a person learns tyra, even if he has difficulties in life. He has difficulties in parnasa or this and that. A person who really is kind of tyra has the ability to have menucha at all times. A person who works on himself. That Torah is the most important thing. Mitzvah is the most important thing. He has betachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person can work on himself that he always has menucha. Vayar menucha gitayv. How do you have menucha? Vayet shech malispo. By fully being throwing yourself into Torah with all the effort you have to put into Torah. The greatest menucha. It's the greatest menucha for a person. The people that are most relaxed people, calmest people, should be people that are Isaac in Torah. If not, then he's doing something wrong. Person Isaac B'Torah has to be someone who's in a state of menucha. Stamazai, a person who's not in the state of menucha, can't learn Torah. To learn Torah, think. Just to sit down and learn a Gemara. If someone, speaking to a bacher, I said, why don't you learn? Well, I have this thing, I need to go to the mall, I need this, I need to buy shoes, and I don't have a ride. I need to go to cleaners, It's so hard to get around. For a person to sit down and learn, a person has to have menucha sadas. A person has to have yishuv adas to sit down and learn a Gemara. It means he has to be fully focused on the Gemara in front of him. He can't be thinking about all these things. It's a tremendous bracha actually in Torah. A person can be going through very difficult times. I know people like this. They're going through very difficult times in their lives. But how do they survive? How do they survive the difficulties in their life? Because they sit down most of the day and learn Gemara. Now when you're sitting down learning the Gemara, those problems don't exist anymore, because they can't exist and still be learning Gemara. You can't be thinking about the problem and learning at the same time. So when they sit down to learn Gemara, and that's most of their day, even if they have serious problems on their hands the rest of the day, but those hours they're learning, it's Vayar Menucha. The only thing that's in front of them is their Gemara. It gives a person such a yishuv adas, a person who's able to focus, a person who's able to work on this. People have all these excuses, I can't concentrate, this problem. You have to remember, as you get older, responsibilities become greater, and that's what we're put in this world for. That's our tafkid, when we sit down by our Gemara, to throw everything away, the bills, the problems, the issues, the shoes, the cleaners, and it's my Gemara. Right now, I'm not thinking about it. I'm not doing anything right now. I suggest to people to a person has things to take care of, and he's a little bit tzehitz about things. So what you should do is so dedicate a part of your day, 15 minutes of your day, I'm going to think about all the things that need to be taken care of. A person says, I need to think about what needs to be done. If I don't think of, separate 15, 20 minutes of your day, I'm going to think about, make a list, what needs to be taken care of. When you sit by the word, that's not the time to be taking care of anything. It's not the time. That's the biggest gift of Shabbos. Shabbos is Yom Menucha. Rav Rachman always, says over, that Shabbos is the biggest bracha. People are so tired with parnasa and all these things. Shabbos, you're not allowed to be involved with parnasa. You're not allowed to be involved in business stuff. You're not allowed to. It forces them to have menucha. Tyra is that same gather. The person who's Isaac and Tyra, it's a Shabbos. Sitting down by Gemara, you're in Shabbos. You're in menucha. Nothing else matters now except for the Gemara. So Yisachar has it better than Zvul. Yisachar has it better than Zvul. Yisachar has the Torah, they have the Menucha, and Zvulun has the job of supporting that. It's very important that a person has to make sure that he's fulfilling one or the other. A person who ends up not being Yisachar. So first of all, obviously every person has to be a shtetl Yisachar. That means when a person has time to learn, he's obligated to learn Zvulun. Zvulun's batei midrashes were full at night. They were full on Sundays. Mark my word. Zvulun were Isaac and Tyre in their free time. There's no such thing as people that are not obligated to learn Tyre. But obviously, a large part of their time was Isaac and Barnasa. You have to be careful that if we are Isaac and Barnasa, and this is a school, this is a schuz, we have to make sure to recognize the fact that we're on Zvulun's boat, and to support those that are learning Tyre. And we're bringing a Parnasa. And hopefully we're bringing a Parnasa that's, you know, obviously if your Parnasa is just to keep your family going, that's your tafkid. It's your tafkid. Don't feel bad. But a person's Parnasa exceeds what he needs. He has to make sure to take on to be a Yisachar. I'd suggest, and that's what I would do, I think about, you know, maybe I should do with any extra money I have, or Maisa money, that a person should think about, instead of just giving money, I'll give money to this organization sent me a letter, and this person sent me a letter. How about actually being a Zvulun? How about all your friends that you grew up with in yeshiva, that you know are sitting and learning, how about sending them some money? How about saying, you know, I want to help you learn Torah? Tell me the truth, you need money to support you? Why don't you actually be a Zvulun? People are sending money to this Maisa. Why don't you actually send the money to the right places? Send the money, you know where it's going. You know there's a person sitting and learning, you know he struggles, there's no question he struggles with Parnasa. How come you don't send him your checks? Or at least a lot of your money. Be a real Zvulun, really support Tyre. You have the schus in the person's learning. Obviously support yeshivas and other things, but I think on one side we should actually be a real, we should actually focus on being an actual Zvulun. Support people that are learning Tyre. And then we have a share in their learning Tyre. Don't be a Zvulun. Don't be Isaac or Barnasa and not share it with the Yisachars. Otherwise you're nishtahe, you're not a Yisachar or a Zvulun. And then you're taka a problem. Then we can't tell you you're so chash. You gotta fulfill your tafkid to the max. If you're a Zvulun, be the full Zvulun. Mekanashim Shemaim, wherever you are. Use the money to give staka to support people that are learning Torah. Learn Torah on your own. Be a true Zvulun. And if you're a true Zvulun, you should never walk around Chalisha Sadas. If whatever reason you decide, person has to, you know, clarifies. But once a person's decided, and once a person decides to be a Zvulun, don't walk around, Chas Hashem, walk around, I should be sitting and learning. It's once you made the decision, so that's not, now fulfill your Zvulun tafkid. People walk around not fulfilling either. Well, I should really be learning, so they don't maximize their potential. If your job is here and this is where you are, fulfill it to the max. All right, everyone should have a good chance.